Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome. It is such joy to have you here. It's so good to be connecting. And one of the really fabulous opportunities we have every day is the chance to direct where we place our awareness. And you're choosing to join us here for high energy health. And by doing that, you're voting for your own sanity and your own well-being. So, so good that you're making that choice, and I encourage you to make this part of your weekly mental, physical, emotional, spiritual health routine. Because when we fill our minds with positive ideas, with uplifting thoughts, with connection, with people who are able to give us great ideas, great transformational notions, and also help us translate those into action plans for our lives, it really makes a difference. There's so many voices, there are so many inputs out there that can pull us off track, that can spiral us down into negative thinking, and so we need to very consciously direct our attention toward things that are going to pull us in the opposite direction. As you know, I've been a longtime advocate of meditation and tapping and other transformational techniques. I teach these at places like Omega Institute in New York, at places like CIIS on the west coast of the U.S., in Europe, virtually, and we have a big network of people who is involved in sharing ways you can use these tools yourself. So I encourage you to use these to really improve your outlook and your perspective on life and be a counterweight to all the negative messages that there are out there. So thanks for prioritizing your well-being. Make sure you bookmark the show if you're new to it. If you aren't new to it and you are in the archives, go ahead and pick a show or two and email those links to friends of yours who are struggling. We all have people in our lives we know who are really having a hard time now. And I was with a group recently, and there was the 20-year-old daughter of one of the people in the group was there, and she was saying how many of her friends are in despair over the state of the world. And so I made sure I gave her some some good antidotes. And so be your own antidote and also share the antidote with other people. There are so many people who would benefit from hearing from you and would benefit from connecting in this way. So please do share the show as well as being here yourself and making it part of your routine. You're going to so enjoy my guest today. His name is Richard Grossinger, and he's been a change maker since his college years. He spent his academic career teaching anthropology and then went on to found North Atlantic Books, which began as a poetry publisher but eventually became one of the largest publishers of healing and transformation books. He currently edits the Sacred Planet imprint for Inner Traditions, and among his own books are Planet Medicine, and Bottoming Out the Universe. He has studied many transformational traditions, including Tarot, Tai Chi, Craniosacral Therapy, Dream Work, Gestalt, Breath Work, and also Psychic Energy and Psychic Healing. Richard, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever met, although I've heard your name for a long time. Whenever one of these introductions happens, you kind of think along with it and wonder, well, what can I contribute? Because it's important not to overstep your capacity, but to just provide knowledge that you're comfortable or confident of and comfortable with, and let the dialogue itself evolve and take on a life of its own with healing energy, because you can't transfer a system to somebody or even enthusiasm for a system that they'll follow up on simply by talking about it. You have to have a conversation that has energy in it itself. So I felt listening to you that you were really setting us up for that. And
absolutely.
That had to hold up my end of the bargain. The things you listed, I've had varied success with. And I look back in retrospect and think of how long it took me to make progress in certain things. But more or less in each of those things, I made some progress, and they also kind of converge so that energy from one system can get transferred to another system, and one doesn't have to choose a system. They can explore different systems and see how their psyche and their aura and their body receive the information and assimilate and integrate it.
Yeah, there are all these wonderful techniques available, and as we sample them, we find the ones that really work for us personally. But I'm curious just to pick up on a point you made earlier. Where do they converge?
I think that they converge around the, not just the concept, but the methods of energy medicine. The translation of material substance or literal ideas into energy. In shamanic systems, of images and sounds and chants can be converted into energy. And in a system like homeopathy, the energy comes from an unknown source, which makes it both mysterious and also very open-ended with lots of possibilities. And I've dipped in and out of homeopathy over a lot of years. When I first discovered it, in the 1960s, I was young enough so that it intrigued me as an intellectual system, and I didn't necessarily consider whether it worked or not. It was just interesting, and I ultimately ended up writing a proposal to do anthropology fieldwork with homeopaths, which didn't happen because it ran into roadblocks in the anthropology department. So I saved that material for another 6 or 7 years and then submitted it as a book proposal to Doubleday, and it ultimately became Planet Medicine. And the homeopathy I did occupied 4 chapters of that, which are pretty much restructured, you know, they're claimed in the current book. But they went through a number of incarnations first. First, I edited them in Planet Medicine. Then in the 90s, I pulled them out, and because homeopathy was out of scale with the other alternative systems, and I made a separate book, which I called Homeopathy, an Introduction for Beginners and Skeptics. And after that went out of print, I edited it again and put it out in the late 90s as Homeopathy, the Great Riddle. And that, too, went out of print. And by then, the publishing company that my wife and I started, which you mentioned, and I speak of as little as I can these days because it was stolen and vandalized, and I no longer have anything to do with it. Also, all my books and their inventory were destroyed. but I bought the files, and I've gradually been putting some of them, not all of them, back out, either by inner tradition so far, or in some cases, myself using another press format. And what led to this current book was that inner traditions has a deep relationship to homeopathy because the publisher's wife, that's Sala Sperling, is a homeopath, is a trained homeopath. And when I began working for Inner Traditions as a kind of follow-up to my publishing career, she was interested in working with me to bring the book up to date and reformulate it in terms of concepts that I hadn't even really thought of back in the 60s, 70s, even the 90s. So this book is, you know, if you count all the previous versions, it's maybe three versions of Planet Medicine, one of which was with Shambhala, then two versions of Homeopathy, Introduction for Beginners and Skeptics, then two versions of Homeopathy, The Great Riddle. And then this version, which summarizes the knowledge and makes a leap that I wasn't willing to make earlier, which is that energy medicine works without rules. There are no rules to explain how it works. It provides energy, and the rules are individual. They're the rules of the organism that receives it. So all my writing about how homeopathy works, which is summarized in this book and kind of buttressed by Vatsala, also I challenge it from the standpoint, do you really even need this whole system? Because some homeopaths have transmitted the remedies by writing the name on a piece of paper, or in something that I've used more often, because I've done in the last decade and a half or so, I've done a lot of psychic work. Instead of taking the pill, although I do take the microdose pills, I visualize them and take them in a higher plane of consciousness, like the astral or the atmic plane, and then see if I can't filter the energy down. And that's the main new thing that I've added to this version of the book, although it's also new and somewhat unique to write about a system and, on the one hand, present it as if it's a viable system as proposed, and at the same time to say, I don't even know if the rules of this system are really the working rules, or are merely a trick almost to get people into opening themselves to energy and the transformation that comes from energy. So this is your territory, and so I'll leave it to you to pick up from here.
I'm just fascinated by that example you gave of a doctor writing the name of the remedy on a piece of paper and engaging its potency that way. And I also got a chuckle out of you saying you take the remedies in this higher state of consciousness. And I want to just remind everyone that this is something that all of us can do, whether you're taking a prescription medication from your doctor, whether you're taking a supplement, a vitamin, whether you're taking a superfood, whether you're eating, whatever you do, if you move into that elevated state of consciousness, then you're engaging all of the power and wisdom of your body's energy system around that substance, and you are transforming it. I know one of the people I talked to very, very early in my career was a nurse who was doing energy medicine with patients in a chemotherapy ward. And she found that when they got chemotherapy and also used positive visualizations around their chemotherapy, they had no side effects. Their hair didn't fall out. They didn't get sick. They didn't get nauseous. So even if it's something as conventional allopathic medical as chemotherapy, that state of consciousness was able to shift it. How much more so with an energy remedy or all these healthy things we do? So what a fabulous way to encourage us to view and see and work with whatever it is we're putting in our bodies.
Right. This is not an easy reality or an easy universe. So one shouldn't fool themselves that this stuff even just works automatically. There's a lot of nuancing underneath that you have to do in order to refine your relationship to positive thinking or placebos that actually cause positive change. I was thinking I have somewhat a similar relationship to Tai Chi in that I first did it a little bit later than I discovered homeopathy in the mid-70s in Vermont, and then went through over the next, 20 years, different teachers in different sets, and some of them in Chinatown when I lived in the Bay Area. And it just was incredibly slow to not do the set as just mechanical movements and expect improvement. And there is not just a leap of faith, but the nuance, I think, is the leap of faith has to be accompanied by receptivity. You have to cut down your own resistance and your own static to the energy. And so being receptive at the same time that you're affirming the energy can lead to dramatic changes, but doesn't have to. And you can't hold it responsible for that. One of probably the main psychic I've trained with over the years, John Friedlander, has said to a client at a workshop that I listened to an audio of when I was doing a book of his and kind of compiling his lessons, he said she was complaining that she had done everything right and nothing had changed or improved. And he said...
We've all been there, done that.
He said, you can't say I've done this like 13 times and on the 14th time I have to improve. All you have is a dialogue with the universe. And that's true. If there were a set of rules, everybody would get better and there'd be peace everywhere. But, everybody's in dialogue with the universe and hearing it their own way. And so it's not something where you can assume that by doing a certain amount of practice or work or following instructions, everything is going to work and change. And on the other hand, sometimes it does. It's such little things that make a difference. I to look at it in a negative way, I think of people who try and take a selfie of themselves while standing before a canyon or something, and then they fall off and die. Well, they really didn't need to take that picture. And the downside turned out to be enormously greater than the upside. Nonetheless, people will do that, will do things that have very little upside and lots of downside and think they can get away with them. And they can until the time when they are unable to. Well, I would flip that around and say you can also do healing things, and nothing can happen. And then all of a sudden, at the right moment, you're ready to receive it, and you get a big change. And in some sense, all of the previous all the previous energy forms that you took into yourself kind of catch up and manifest.
Yeah, and meditation is often like that, where people are practicing and sticking with it and not seeing a lot going on, and then all of a sudden they reach this tipping point where there is a radical change. It's kind of like bodybuilding, you know, you're lifting and lifting and lifting, not seeing much shift in your muscles, and suddenly you can lift a higher weight and you have better definition. And so our spiritual and our psychological growth is often the same way. You're listening to High Energy Health. My guest today is Richard Grossinger. His website is richardgrossinger.com, and you can find out about his books, about his life story, and his other activities there. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back after a break.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
Helping other people heal is deeply satisfying. Watching a child's pain disappear before your eyes, a loved one calming down after a panic attack, or a veteran recovering from PTSD is a wonderful feeling. Imagine yourself with the skills and confidence to help people every single day and a rewarding career in energy healing. Taught by expert faculty, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies. So get certified as an energy psychology professional today at www.newhealer.com. Your first course is free at www.newhealer.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Imagine your love life, your health, your money, your career, your spiritual path. If you had the ability to turn your dreams into reality, the people who have discovered how to do this are master manifestors. Now you can learn their secrets at mastermanifestor.com. They'll give you a 21-day crash course in intuition, synchronicity, and manifestation. In just 7 minutes each day, the experts at mastermanifestor.com will train your brain to be like theirs. mastermanifestor.com. Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy
Health. You are muted.
My name is Dawson Church. I'm so glad you are giving yourself the gift of an hour of sanity, of good information, of inspiration, of self-nurturing. That's what the show is all about. Please make a habit of High Energy Health both today and every week at the same time. And there are also hundreds of back episodes you can listen to, and you can also email links to those to friends of yours or family members or people you know who need that extra boost of inspiration and transformation. So please do share the show with others as well. For more on Richard Grossinger's books and work, go to his website, richardgrossinger.com.
Yeah, I also have been posting on Substack. It was originally called Opera Jupiter, which you can look it up under, but I had to change it because somebody claimed that name. So it's called also Jovian Bricolage. And I posted a number of free books on there, travel journals, a book of movie reviews, and a book called Return of the Tower of Babel about the current world situation. And those, I find it hard to go onto the website and read them in order, but you can kind of poke your way through it and find the table of contents. But I keep that up much more than I keep my website up.
Okay. And then what's the idea, the analogy you're seeking to capture there with that Tower of Babel image?
That one of the things that stands out about the present time, on top of the kind of violence and despair and ecological negligence, is the fact that people are not understanding each other anymore, and that it reminds me of the biblical passionate passage about the Tower of Babel, and that sometimes it seems almost impossible to understand what people are thinking, the things they say. It's like they're speaking a different language, or their response to events. And that's kind of descended on us gradually. But it was evident during the pandemic. It is evident in identity politics, evident in the Ukraine and Gaza wars. What else did I write about? And I wrote about QAnon and MAGA and all that. And it also became dated rather quickly. I kind of surprised that my jocular tone doesn't seem appropriate anymore.
Yeah.
It's a little more dangerous now.
I was shocked by that young lady I mentioned, 20-year-old, I mentioned at the very beginning, as saying that she and her friends have a lot of despair about the state of the world. And, you know, I also had despair about the state of the world when I was 20, and I'm guessing you probably did as well. And there's always been turmoil, but for some reason it seems to be having more of an emotional impact on people now than it did in the past.
Right. Much of my writing these days is working on three books, which are, I call them nonfiction novels, but they have elements of memoir and elements of literary fiction. And one of them, the one called Out of Babylon, which I'm rewriting now, the one I'm working on presently, is about the suicides in my family, which include my mother, brother, and sister. So I have firsthand experience with that despair, and I grew up in that environment. So I'm interested in where the tipping points are in a negative direction. What you have to do to maintain positive energy and hope during this current phase of reality. And you had mentioned during the break, we had talked briefly, you had mentioned my book, Bottoming Out the Universe, which is two books ago with Inner Traditions, and you were going to make a link to it. But I can probably make the link from here by saying that in that book, I deal with the nature of consciousness and the possibility that consciousness transcends matter, which, of course, would be a big opening to energy medicine. I don't want the listeners to think that my book isn't a good guide to homeopathy, but I'm not repeating what's in the book. I'm not going through homeopathy as a system, and I won't unless I'm asked to. But I do go through it very thoroughly as a system, but at the same time, I'm looking for the context in which homeopathy and energy medicine, all energy medicines, operate, which I think has to do with consciousness coming from higher frequencies and passing into this physical realm through the etheric, where they're manifested. And that I write in that book, I have a chapter in that book called Transdimensional Physics and Biology. And I talk about how DNA in the etheric realm might turn into DNA in the physical realm, and that that's the link between the invisible energy universe and the physical reality in which we're engaged. And I guess, like anyone, when I look at my work, although the books are very different, I have a book on astronomy and cosmology, two books on embryology, they all circle around the same themes. The theme of the mystery of conscious existence in the universe, the nature of consciousness, the origin of matter, and then you come back to homeopathy, which treats mostly with microdose pills that have nothing in them of the original substance, the original herbal or mineral or animal substance that was used to create the substratum from which they're made. They're diluted so many times and shaken, diluted and shaken thousands of times until there's not a molecule left of the original material. So the herb or other biological or mineral product that starts the process has disappeared, and all that's left is its energy imprint. But if you don't believe in that energy imprint, as physicists, chemists, and pharmacists don't, then homeopathy is just quack quackery. So why does it work? Why do you have so many people that get better? And I go through the reasons that are offered. I mean, that's why I called it homeopathy the great riddle for a while. It's been suggested that it's because mainstream medicine is so destructive that doing nothing is more effective in many cases than heavy doses of allopathic medicine. And it's also been argued that that the placebo effect is more powerful than previously thought. But it's not generally acknowledged that that you might be able to capture energy in a nanodose or microdose or nanodose, and then that you can transfer it biologically and medicinally. But you can, with all energy medicines, acupuncture, cranial sacral therapy, other forms of traditional Chinese medicine, and I don't know about tapping, which you mentioned, but I can sort of picture it. What is tapping?
Acupressure. Acupressure on acupuncture points.
Yeah, okay. See, even the names can be elusive at times. I've tended to use cranial sacral therapy more than homeopathy, but then having that sala as a resource has changed my view of it. And also aging brings a less materialistic view of things. And you look at your life and the universe differently. And aging in a time of crisis is also a particular dilemma, because the world is not giving assurances that it'll be safe for future generations. And people before had that had that kind of, I don't know what you'd call it, a protection or a sanctuary that they could transition from. But if there's so much darkness, then how do we dispel that darkness in ourselves as well as in the world? And in that context, homeopathy takes on new meaning, because you can take the microdose and then test it against your own energy field and see what's happening, and then go do other things, go do other energy medicines.
Yeah, so work at the level of energy can be powerful and then transformative at the level of the physical body. For more on Richard's books, on his work, go to his website, richardgrossinger.com, or check out his blog on it was on Substack, Richard?
Yeah.
It's on Substack. Check out his blog. Just type his name into Substack,
and
it'll pop right up. We're going to go to a break right now, but please stay tuned. You're listening to High Energy Health. We'll be back again shortly.
Dawson Church's award-winning book, Mind to Matter, has been hailed as one of the best science and health books of the decade. Over 400 studies show that your brain has the ability to turn thoughts to things, and that when you use this superpower deliberately, you can create an extraordinary life. Mind to Matter is the science and practice of how our brains create reality, and Dawson is so committed to helping people transform that he's giving copies of the book away free at mindtomatter.com. Claim your free copy at mindtomatter.com now.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Imagine having a certified wellness professional at your service 24/7. Whenever you're stressed, anxious, angry, sleepless, or depressed, you get help the moment you need it. You can talk to a compassionate practitioner anytime you want at MyStressSolution.com. In the Stress Solution app, trained experts are standing by when you need them most. Experience a free introductory session at MyStressSolution.com. You never have to face your problems alone. Get instant help at MyStressSolution.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Dawson Church's award-winning book, Mind to Matter, has been hailed as one of the best science and health books of the decade. Over 400 studies show that your brain has the ability to turn thoughts to things, and that when you use this superpower deliberately, you can create an extraordinary life. Mind to Matter is the science and practice of how our brains create reality, and Dawson is so committed to helping people transform that he's giving copies of the book away free at mindtomatter.com. Claim your free copy at mindtomatter.com now.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health.
You are muted.
I'm so glad you're here. I encourage you to make this wonderful community of people part of your support system and come back and join us every single week. I also recommend you email links to shows to people you know who are suffering, who aren't doing well, who need that extra boost of support and inspiration in their lives. You can make a difference. So please take that action. Also make notes during each show. You'll find there are nuggets of wisdom that pop in, and if you make a note of that in your journal, you can then turn it into an action plan and apply those insights to your own life. So be an active listener and be a sharer of the wealth of transformational techniques there are nowadays to move us into that place of well-being, into that perspective on our lives. And again, for more about Richard's books, for more about his work, go to his website, richardgrossinger.com, or look for his blog on Substack. Richard, the point you were just making about aging in a time of crisis is such an interesting one, that we are aging, and of course we have the biggest concentration of old people we've ever had before, the biggest concentration of centenarians worldwide, the biggest portion of graying populations we've ever had in both developing and developed countries, and that is making a difference in society and in the whole way we see ourselves and the composition of our culture. And then you made the point, too, that there aren't the same assurances of safety that there may have been in previous eras. So as we look to the future, we aren't necessarily seeing the same level of security. In fact, we're seeing an accelerating pace of change. How are you personally dealing with all this? What's your narrative? What's your story? What are you doing personally to thrive in that setting?
That's hard. I mean, I've had stretches when, even though I had many of the elements of my family programming in the last 6 years, I've had long stretches of depression that I've had to get out of. And I hadn't realized that depression was so powerful. And you have to be really careful, because if you take a step in that direction, another step comes and another step, and the more steps you take, the harder it is to dig out of it. And in fact, according to the Mayo Clinic online, you can't dig out of it. It's like that's not an energy-oriented website. But it's interesting to see that you're not supposed to be able to dig out of it without pharmaceuticals. But I think pharmaceuticals are the worst way. They're very unspecified, and they bring their own language and dialogue to the problems. They suppress the symptoms. They try and get you over the hump, but you can't use your own energy, and that's why homeopathy has been something that I've newly adopted with enthusiasm, and writing the book was part of coming to understand it and how I could use it. I got stuck most recently toward the end of October when I was approaching my 79th birthday, which was beginning of November. And it's like it suddenly occurred to me how old I was. And it took about 3 months to adjust to that, to be able to sleep, to be able to eat, because you can't do those things in abstraction. You have to do them as part of a field of behavior. They have to have, John Friedlander uses the word driver, they have to have a driver behind them, a purpose. So the first time, I'm not sure how I got out of it. We went back to California for a year and a half in 2019 and 2020, but only bad things happened, including the loss of our publishing company that we had developed over 55 years, and also fires and smoke and the pandemic. So we came back to Maine, and I think just the energy of sort of rerouting in Maine, and things were in such turmoil. So many people were leaving urban areas, and we had to replace the house we had sold when we went out to California, and we ended up in Bar Harbor, and I started my psychic group again here locally, and all sorts of little things, like I played pickup ice hockey and skated, and gradually they all kind of synergized, to the point where I was able to, I realized I was no longer in that state. And then I had 3 good years when, until I kind of woke up and realized that time itself was running out and that the transformation of life was approaching. And so how to live under those conditions. And I got so despairing, and with the kind of I was trying to think of the right word. I keep thinking of words I don't want to use, but it's like the guillotine of my family suicide. I began to feel like I was doomed. But I did find things that worked, one of which was to go back to my Tai Chi set by doing Shigun for a while. The osteopath, there's a really good osteopath in our area named Steve Curtin, who's changed his name, the sign outside his office. There are other osteopaths and Ayurvedic practitioners, and his sign now says alchemist. And he does a form of biodynamic therapy, and he suggested I work with Shigun and gave me a link to a set of Shigun exercises. And I did those, and I found that they transformed my Tai Chi set in a way that I hadn't been able to do in all the decades before. That I actually needed to work directly with the qi ball that you create in order to get the Tai Chi set to feel as though it was internal rather than external. And I also decided to pick 3 or 4 of my favorite novels that I had read and to reread them, because I found that new novels were not interesting to me. And so I'll put in a pitch for my favorite one, favorite and most obscure one, The Gargoyle by Andrew Davidson. It's an amazing book about 2 700-year-old people who find themselves and review their various past lives together as stories.
Wow.
In Japan.
What a plot.
Yeah, and yet it's written in such a way that you could believe that it's all an illusion. So that's a recommendation I would pass on.
And what I love about what you're saying here is that you're not just doing one thing, you're doing various things, and all of these things are changing your energy, that seeking those wonderful books you read in the past is changing your energy. Qigong is changing your energy, it's sharpening, it's adding that layer to your Tai Chi practice. Of course, osteopathy is shifting energy and can do that in a big way. And, of course, skating, that psychic group, but skating, again, is just engaging your physical body. So I want, as people are sharing this experience with Richard and I, think what you can do to shift, okay? So when Richard was confronted with turning 80 and depression and things not going well, he did a whole group of activities. He shifted his life and he took responsibility and he opened himself intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, physical movement to the possibility of new things. And so during our next break, which is coming up right now, I'm going to have you do a little bit of journaling yourself. Make some notes. What is it you can do to support your own well-being? Where can you take control of your own life and introduce those activities that will bring you to that new energetic level? Please stay tuned. We'll be right back after a brief break.
Yeah, well,
have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at tappinggift.com. tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
This is Jack Maher from the band Feed the Kitty. It's important to support the artists you love, and you can do that and get something authentic for yourself. Rock.com has the most coveted licensed merchandise of music, culture, and entertainment. So go to the advertiser page and click on Rock.com now.
There's a completely natural method to help boost your immune system, maybe even up to 113% in a week. If you're interested in saving money without supplements and other expensive remedies, then explore the 7-Day Immunity Booster Program. It includes 7 powerful audio programs. 2 clinical trials even show that these methods can help increase your body's immunity, naturally. So visit StressDump.com and find out how you can boost your immune system. That's StressDump.com. StressDump.com.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health.
I'm your host,
Dawson Church, and I love sharing with you. I love the ideas. I love the inspiration we get here every week. Make it part of your routine. Don't miss an episode. Tune in every week. It's either me hosting or occasionally we have one of our wonderful mentors and trainers from EFT Universe who shares as well and is hosting one of our wonderful guests. So make it part of your life and bookmark this link and also share it with those who you know could use a dose of inspiration. For more on Richard's work, go to his website, which is simply his name, richardgrossinger.com. Richard?
I have one other link, which is under Inner Traditions, if you look under Sacred Planet, Sacred Planet Books, you can see the list of the books I've acquired there. And some of them are pretty remarkable books. They're books that I never could have acquired when I had my own press because I didn't have the resources to promote mainstream work so well.
Yeah, okay, good. That's also on your website. There's a link to the imprint as well. We can see them. So in our last few minutes together, as you do look at that journey ahead and the resources you've gathered for yourself and the energy shifts you've already done, what do you see the trajectory of that end game for you being?
Well, in terms of stuff I would like to do, I meant to leave my work as a legacy. And the fact that the press got, I always think, what words can I use that will be okay, but I'll just go back to the words I already used, stolen and vandalized, and my book's put out of print. There's a lot of work to reconstitute what I've already done, but I see if I had just left it as it was, that would have happened after I died anyway. So this way, I'm transferring my work, some of it to Inner Traditions, and some of it I'm putting in the keeping of one of my authors at Inner Traditions, a young woman named Ruslana Remennikova, whose book on 12-stranded DNA is coming out in the next few months. And she's from Ukraine originally, but grew up in Virginia. She, I'm trying to get these 3 nonfiction novels, which I think are my best work. They're called Episodes of the Skies of a Marriage, Out of Babylon, and New Moon. And two of them have been published before, but I'm doing new versions. I want to get those out and reclaim some of the other books. If I can write about life at this stage, I will if I live long enough to do that. And I'm also trying to confront, I don't like the word confront, maybe open dialogue with the demons and ghosts from my family and forms that I've been struggling against my whole life. I feel now is the moment to make peace with negative energies and malign entities, whether they're part of me or from outside or other people's energy or forms of my own energy. and to move into the greater universe of the soul, the oversoul and the soul, which isn't going to be, that's the hardest thing of all. And Seth, who John Friedlander studied with Jane Roberts when she channeled Seth, as Seth said, they've been putting unpublished channelings from him online recently. He said, where I am, you can't get to without hundreds of incarnations. And I have done those, and I will tell you that the births were always much harder than the deaths. And I think that that's a due warning, that however hard it will be to die, and however hard deaths may be, despite Adi Da's easy death, to get born again, I think of my two embryology books and how complex it is to regain a body, either here or elsewhere, and how little we really know about the context of our reality.
Absolutely, and so the message there is love and appreciate your life. Richard, it's been wonderful to connect with you. Thank you so much for those ringing words of wisdom. Everyone, thanks for being here. You've been listening to High Energy Health. I look forward to seeing you next week. Take care. Every blessing till then.